game, Coach.
Thank you. Yeah, I thought we, as I told the guys, I thought we did a lot of things really well in terms of things that you're going to need to do to win the game. I thought we were tough and physical and competed and took care of the basketball, fought through adversity with foul trouble. I thought all that stuff, but to win a game against as talented team as that, we got to do certain things that we typically do, and one of them is shoot foul shots. We're a better foul shooting team than that. That's something that we have to do well. Other teams, maybe not. We got to do that. And then I wish there's a couple things I could have done better that's going through my head. But I'm proud of our effort, and I'm proud of the guys. And we're going to go on the road and try to win some games on the road now.
Questions for players.
Ryan and Joe, just what can you take from coming this close?
I don't think it's really about the outcome, really. It's just the fact that we just keep getting better every day. We learn from our mistakes. We made a lot of key mistakes down the stretch against a talented team like that. They're gonna beat you at it. And I think we just look at it, we grow from it, and move on to tomorrow.
I think we know we can play with anybody. So staying close with NC State, probably maybe should have beaten NC State. We expect to be in that situation. I think in a tight game like this, we're a young team. I think it's teaching us how to win close games. Just got to be in them and get in the reps of being in those kind of situations. It'll, like in the future down the road, it'll prove to have helped us. But right now, we're just disappointed we didn't come through.
Joe, I was kind of screened out. Did you have a good look at that final shot?
I had a good look at it.
On the free throws, is it just a matter of hitting the gym? Just keep working on that?
I think hopefully it's just one of those fluke things. I think we practice free throws every day. We all have great shooters on this team throughout the whole roster. So hopefully we just move on to the next game. I think they'll all drop in the next one. Just keep the technique going.
You just got to stay confident. It was 24-37. We shoot free throws every day in practice. We know we're better than that. And it's just got to, when it comes game time, we got to knock them, and there's no excuse for missing them.
Anything else for players?
Good job, fellas.
Steve, could you talk about the difficulty of, down the stretch managing when so many guys were in foul trouble?
Yeah, well, I mean, I thought it was difficult because we've been getting used to the four guards. So, in particular, having Olivier off the floor and not used to him because, he's been playing 40 minutes. And I thought we did a pretty good job managing it up into that, took care of the ball, wasn't perfect. In some ways, it made us a better defensive team with Dennis. So that didn't decide the game. But what I'm a little... I'm not sure exactly, and Joe hit on it, like the end of the game, exactly where I want to go, how I want to do it every time. And some games it's going to be different, but I know certain things, but I'm probably a little disappointed in myself that I didn't do a better job of putting us in better positions. That being said, Scott Wood makes a really hard shot with the game on the line, hand in his face, and we still came back from that 43 seconds left down four. Patrick, as it were, with all the shot fake from three, and we get to the line. He's a 95% foul shooter, and unfortunately misses one of them.
Are you surprised the rebounding stats? You guys are neck and neck with them. Are you surprised you kind of ended up with that late considering you were going small most of the game, and they just had that flurry of big guys leading?
I've been pretty confident with how we've been rebounding the ball against almost everybody. Since Charleston, since we came back from there in particular, Providence, I think when I looked at the numbers, Providence was the best offensive rebounding team percentage-wise in the country. They're up there, NC State. I think we go after the basketball. I think we got that. That's part of our and that's one of the reasons why we can compete with NC State. We go after the basketball. We have an understanding that we're small. I think we're getting gritty and scrappy and trying to compete on every possession, and rebounding is a huge part of it. And I thought we, as you said, I thought we did a terrific job most of the night. Richard Howell gets 5, and he's a horse. 4 of them, I think they had 1 in the first half. He had 4 offensive rebounds after the first 4 misses in the second half.
Is there a way to find some more depth going forward?
Yeah. You know, it's just how it's evolved. I didn't plan on that. I'm confident in Eddie and Dennis, the 7 guys. They don't have a lot of depth either. I would love for someone else to step up and being able to use them. And it's part of building a program. It's what we want to do, and I think there's guys in this that practice that I should be able to reconsider and look at. But right now they're in a game at this level, the 7 guys I'm confident with.
It seemed like Joe really stepped up in certain moments, really sparked in the second half. Could you just talk about, obviously I know you've talked before how compressed, how far along, but just that performance today.
Yeah, I think he... Yeah, that's what he does. You know what you're going to get. I don't think anybody in this room should be surprised by now with Joe. He's as good a player at that age in this league. I don't think there's a better freshman guard. And Olivier played terrific as well, but he's just having foul trouble. And Joe probably, you know, 1 or 2 decisions he made he'd like to take back. I bet the one shot he took was a very difficult one. But he'll learn from that, very confident. But again, When you coach guys like him, you're confident. You know that from every day he shows up in practice to when you go out on court, you have a good chance to compete with that other team because he's that solid.
It's kind of
fierce. I'm sorry.
Thank you. I go back to Auburn. I'm watching these young men improve.
Yeah.
And, you know, O and Joey. Boy, I'll tell you, you've got a pair of guards there that are something special. And you know, you see some of the blow-bys they had today. They took some pretty good talent.
Sure.
To the rack.
It did. Yeah, I think that's the biggest difference in our growth has been those two. And they were good to start. But if you think about the team that we would put out on the floor last year, we just didn't have the ability to go by people. And that teams were able to really crowd us on the perimeter. Those two really, and I don't know if NC State realized how good Joe Rahon is and Olivier. So really good. The thing I'm most pleased with those guys is they're just genuinely really hardworking kids that want to get better. And there's no BS, and they're in the gym. They want to be good, and they want our team to win. And for young kids to have that kind of maturity already, pretty remarkable.
I'm not sure if it matters at all to you eventually developing on your team. But when another team comes out and says, like, they're going to be good, they got them today, but they're going to be better than they were last year, and they're going to be really good. Like, what does that say as far as like respect from other teams?
You're saying NC State saying that?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, as we build our program, I have great respect for Mark and what he does and their program, and for them to say, I think that's terrific. I think it's what we want to do. We want to be an elite team in the ACC as we build the program, and I appreciate them saying that. I kind of know where we're at, not being arrogant. I know where we're at. I know we need to get better. I know we have to keep adding pieces, but I appreciate what all of our guys are doing right now, and I think we can be a very good basketball team. Thanks, guys.